Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Ami Kazar back on the show. Ami's a longtime Brain Trust member, all the way back to 08. He's the CEO and the founder of Multifunding, and he's the world knows him as one of the top advocates for small business borrowing, helping small business owners get the money that they need, helping put he puts people together, the lenders and the borrowers together, and he's a true advocate in this way too, folks. He doesn't just do his job. He's working on a lot of different projects to make this whole landscape work a lot better. He's our good friend, Ami Kazar. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, good to be with you again. Good morning.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, Ami. Okay, you've been working on something called Responsible Business Lending Coalition. And I'm really proud of you for doing this. Tell us what's going on. Tell us what you guys have been working on.
So the Responsible Business Lending Coalition is a group of lenders, brokers, and nonprofits that came together to really form come together under a borrower's bill of rights, shared values, shared principles, we think shared common sense, to hopefully set some standards that help borrowers get loans that they can afford, that they can understand, and help them grow their business to the next level.
Mm-hmm. And so this is a group of people this is basically like an industry group, right?
It is. We have some lenders in the group, some marketplace lenders. We have some TDFIs, some brokers, some different government think tank groups. And what's even more exciting is, I don't know the exact number, there have been a dozen or so additional companies that have signed on and have joined the coalition since we launched. So mm-hmm. I think we're now up to about 20 members who have attested that they follow the practices of the coalition.
Right.
And hopefully it's just the beginning.
What are some of those practices? What are some of the standards that you guys are establishing?
Well, one of the examples is the right to clear and transparent pricing and understand the annualized cost of the money on an APR basis. And that's a big issue.
Making sure that there's a standard way of presenting this to the customer, to the borrower, so that that anybody can understand, they're not confused, and if they deal with any one of the members of your coalition, and hopefully anybody in the industry, it's the same information, it's the same methodology and the same definition.
Yeah, let's dig into that a little bit, Jim. So there's a new, over the last couple of years, a new family of lenders that have arisen, call it short-term daily debit lenders,
right,
or these cash advance lenders, and this
right.
is what they do.
Right. They used to call them factors.
No, it's different to factors.
Well, they're different, but they're an offshoot of that, though.
But they're serving really a completely different market. So if you're going to factor, you need receivables. You've got to have sold something, and someone's
right.
got to owe you money.
Right.
And then to help you with your cash flow, you can get an advance on that money, usually 80
that's
or
right.
85
That's how factor works.
Percent. And so you've sold it, you delivered the goods
right.
or services, and now you can get some help with your cash flowing. I'm a big fan of factors.
Right. But these guys?
Yeah, what these guys will do is they'll say to you, okay, Jim, or okay, Mr. Small Business Owner, I don't care if you're a barbershop or a restaurant
right.
or a hotel. You don't have to have any receivables in the receivable sense. I'll go ahead and lend you $50,000 and or advance you $50,000, and it's really simple. Just pay me back $60,000.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think?
Well, it depends on what period of time that $50,000 is due back, though, right?
Correct. But most people say, that's simple. That'll cost me $10,000, or that's 20%.
Right.
Okay. Well, not that simple, because
These guys, I've got to go to a break here now. So these guys are operating outside of your coalition's standards,
that's
right?
Correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
And so you're trying to help differentiate between the people who are trying to make sure that customers understand what they're borrowing and how much it's costing them, and the people who don't. Is there a website for the coalition?
Yeah, responsiblebusinesslending.org.
ResponsibleBusinessLending.org. Folks, check that out and see if your lender is part of this. 20 Tail, right back with Amit Kazar. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.